You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. You join us on Tuesday's edition of the podcast where we bring you the Irish action from Goran Park. That's alongside all the domestic racing that we've got as well on William Hill Racing Radio today, live from 1:40pm. It's Exeter, Lingfield and Windsor on the agenda with Wolverhampton in the evening. But our attention on this podcast turns to the card at Goran Park. My name is Sam Norris and joining me on the line as ever is the man with his eyes on all the Irish form. It's Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam.
You well today?
Pretty well, yeah. Pretty good. Had a day off yesterday, which is a
rarity for you, isn't it?
Very, very much a rarity, yeah. Completely all forms. We come back with a Garen card, which is littered with big feels and very much a back end of the season feel to it. Not overly inspiring, I must admit. Not that many strong, quality races. A lot of, pretty modest stuff on show. But that said, widespread betting. So even if we just drop on one somewhere, hopefully that might just sort of pay for the afternoon.
Yeah, you would have needed that day off yesterday to come refreshed to work out some of the tricky puzzles we've got today.
Yeah, absolutely, Sam. Yeah, you couldn't have said it more properly. Yeah, it's absolutely really a lot of them are real desperately difficult races.
Indeed. We'll dive into the action then. We'll start with the first race of the day, which comes up at 2:05. This is a mile maiden, where Kelstorm heads affairs this morning at 7-4. Zulu Alpha is 7-2, 5-1 for Mandarin Monarch. Swordfighter is a 5 chance, and then it's 10-1 bar those. We mentioned it's difficult this afternoon, Andy. It doesn't get much more difficult than a maiden race where there's absolutely no form to go on. A lot of these are debutants. Kelstorm, the favourite here, well-related, is a half-brother to Order of St George and costs 875,000 guineas as a yearling. But as we know, Andy, a big price doesn't always equal success.
No, it doesn't, no. And running in colours I'm not overly familiar with. Obviously, it's sort of linked in with Mrs Magna, Tabor and Smith. But then there's a Chinese guy who's obviously got in on the act and I think he's probably running in his colours, to be fair. Interesting, this horse has got several decent entries, but he's drawn stall 11 today, which is a little bit of a concern for me, and the lower the better, obviously, and particularly in the two-hour race. If you get a good break on the inside from a low draw, you could have a significant advantage. So it might well be that his main two market rivals from powerful stables that do well traditionally in these races, i.e. Bulger and Weld, then might be the two horses to concentrate on here. So Mandarin Monarch and Zulu Alpha are the two that I'd probably put up here. Mandarin Monarch has got a really lovely pedigree, actually. He's by Mandura, and it's a family that Jim Bolger knows really well. The yard in particular going quite well at the moment. They had several winners over the weekend, particularly maidens as well. He had a lovely horse called Tribal Beat, won the first race at Naas on Sunday. So drawn in stall one, if that gets a clean break round the inner, he could well be a factor. He's got the hood on for the first time. And obviously Dermot Weld always has to be factored into these kind of races. His horses just all season long and just keep hitting the money all the time. They've hardly missed a beat. And even though his two-year-olds seem to go off tidy prices, they almost seem to get like completely forgotten sometimes. It doesn't stop them winning. I've noticed that they drift badly in the market and you think, oh, God, this is not fancy, but they still go and win. So not necessarily the market will be an indication to how the Weld horses will run. And like I say, the yard couldn't be in any better shape. Obviously, Fascinating Rock highlighting their well-being to Ascot on Saturday. So those would be the two that I'd concentrate on. I suppose if you gave me a bet at the prices, I'm hopeful that the Bulger horse, Mandarin Monarch, drawn in stall one, gets a good bricket in.
OK, a couple to take on the favourite with there then for Andy. Zulu Alpha and Mandarin Monarch, 7-2 and 5-1 respectively this morning with us here at William Hill. The second race on the card comes up at 2:35. This is a mile handicap where Peony Rose is 4-1, 6-1 about Free Radical, 6-1 Red Words. K Rock is a 7th chance, 7-1 for Never Again. Love Letter is 8-1, double figure prices for the rest of them. The favourite this morning, Andy, would need 2 to come out of the race to get in, so it's effectively 6-1 the field. Could you hand a chance to a couple here?
Definitely, yeah. I'd probably concentrate on the race at Navan on the 21st of September. Hopefully might give us the winner. It's the race that went the way of Mr. Moondancer, who hasn't been out since, but I'm really looking forward to seeing him run again because he produced a really good speed figure that day when he won and come from a long, long way back. The form of the race has worked out reasonably well. There's been one or two horses that I've followed out of that race and have done me proud in handicaps. And so I've been going to concentrate on the 4th and the 6th here, Nanny's Well and Red Words. Predominantly Nanny's Well, who's available back at 14-1 with William Hill this morning. I think she's worth a small little interest on her second start in handicap company. Prior to that, she'd been running in maidens where she was trying to obtain a mark. And I thought she acquitted herself quite well in that race, a course who was won by Mr. Moondance, finishing off her race quite well from mid-division. A time figure in finishing 4th gives her a good chance in this particular race. And Red Words, who finished 6th, she's gone on to run a good race behind Scary Rules the other day at Dundalk. But if you look at their respective prices here, there's no way in a million years Nanny's Well should be over double the odds of what Red Words is, because she's already finished in front, technically. So at the price, Nanny's Well does make quite a bit of appeal here, and she gets a number one vote.
OK then, Andy's selection in that 2.35 races, Nanny's Well, 14-1 price with us here this morning. We'll move on to race 3 on the card. This comes up at 3.05, a 7 furlong nursery for us here, where Jack and Hagar is the 5-2 favourite. 3-1 Laws of Spin, Hot to the Touch is 11-2. Our Otavio is 8-1, it's 12s bar those. What are the fancies here, Andy?
Yeah, I'd probably have to go for Jack and Hagar here. At least he comes here via a good positive showing last time out at Dundalk when beaten by one of David Watchman's Fire Tree. But the two of them went well clear of the rest of the field to suggest that they could be particularly well handicapped in future races. I like the fact that Jag and Hagar's already run here as well. Three starts ago, he finished 8th behind Newsman in what has turned out to be a red-hot maiden. He was running at a good tempo, the time was good, and the sectional times were very good as well. And Black Sea, who was 4th in that race, he not only went on to win next time out, he's declared to run in the Racing Post Trophy for Ballydoyle on Saturday. So it just shows you the strength of that maiden that this horse contested. 7 furlongs, not a problem. Good draw as well. And with Donico O'Brien to take off 5 to put this horse down to a mark of 68, you'd be hard-pressed to see this horse not running well. Certainly think Laws of Spin will run a good deal better than he did the other day at Cork. Not as though it was a bad run, but he just didn't handle the really bad ground at Cork that day on over a mile. Prior to that, he'd also handled a bit of cutting the ground at Listowel, but that was more in keeping with his profile. And that 7 furlong trip today should suit him better than the mile. So those would be my two I'd concentrate on. But Jag and Hagar, good run here in a maiden, good run at Dundalk last time out. He's the one to be on there.
And he's sticking with the favourite there for the O'Brien team in the 3.05. Next up on the car, we've got the 3.35. This is a 7 furlong handicap, and the favourite here is Hatton Cross at 4-1. That's second reserve for this race. Yes, I am. Bit of early support for that one. That's 5-1 from 7s. Helen's Armada is also 5-1. 7-1, 6 of Hearts. 7-1, Jackamill. Miss Temple is 8. 9-1 for Hard Times. And double-figure quotes for the rest of them. Again, the reserve taking a chunk out of the market, Andy, but again, not the most inspiring bunch.
No, not at all, no. Hatton's Cross got no chance of getting in this race. I will dismiss him completely. Helen's Armada obviously has to come into the equation. She won here 2 starts back. And she did quite well that day. She snidled up the inside and went through the line quite strongly to beat Like a Prayer in Hard Times, the rear poses. Back in 6 was Political Policy, who's done the form one or two favours subsequently. So that's a decent, solid run from Adrian McGuinness's charge. Could have done with a slightly better draw here today, but, you know, of course, some distance winning form has to be considered. Yes, I am. He's a horse that I keep mentioning in podcasts. I'm sure podcasters are sick of me throwing this one into the mix. They probably say, you know, just sort of give it up, Andy, for God's sake. But I still think there's a race to be won with Steve Nolan's four-year-old, because he often runs well in big speed figure races. So he does need a sound temper to run at. And just got a feeling he'll run well here today. He's ran about 7-1 this morning, generally on the morning line. And with the 4 places on offer, I'd probably go with him again. I think if he repeats either of his last 2 runs, the 3rd behind Mr. Moondance, or indeed the 5th behind No Way Jack in 2 good time figure races, then he's got every chance of at least hitting the frame here. What a much bigger price to consider is a horse called Badger Daly. Getting on a bit now, this horse, but does run really well at Garran. You've got to go back sort of 7 or 8 runs to find his latest win, but he did come over the course and distance. And with the ground very much in his favour, I could see him running well, albeit the trip of 7 furlongs is a little bit of a concern. But his price certainly, sort of factors in that. So, in short, I think I've whittled it down to 3 or 4. Helen's Armada should go well from a good sound base last time out with a good run. But I'm going to go with Yes I Am once again and hopeful that he runs another solid race.
Yes I Am it is then for Andy in the 3:35. Next up we've got the 4:10. This is a handicap over 1 mile and 6 furlongs where Time for Mabel is your 4-1 favourite this morning. 7-1 about Automated. Torsif is 15-2. 8-1 Scenic Star. 10-1 Zamario. It's 11-1 Barthos. Talk us through this one, Andy.
Yeah, Time for Mabel. I can see why punters are looking to get with this horse. Ran really well in a decent handicap at the Listowel Festival on the 20th of September, finishing third behind Golden Spear. That race was keenly contested, run at a good tempo, and that was a good return from Edward O'Grady's charge. With a rating of just 76 and limited experience on the flat, certainly for this trainer anyway, maybe he's open to the most improvements in this race, but I'd probably have two against the field here. Now, both of these two horses, respectively, ran at Roscommon on the 28th of September. Both of them were involved in a mile-and-a-half contest. Torsif won the handicap, and early on the card, Be My C from the James Levy stable was involved in a very good maiden. That went the way of Cape Alrark from the Gerry Lyons stable. And this four-year-old was seen to do good work in the latter stage of that race. It was run at a good tempo. There's been three subsequent winners out of the race, the likes of the third Bunkoff Early and Last Garrison, to name but two have won subsequently. So I think this form, or that maiden, was a good one. And obviously carrying 9-12 as a four-year-old, they had very little chance, but did stay on quite well. Also came from a long way back the other day behind Giant Redwood. So a demanding gallop here in the handicap company could bring out the best in this BMIC. And I see he's available back at 16-1 this morning with quite a few firms, including William Hill of 14. So I do think I'll have a few quid on him. And obviously Torsif also comes out well on the figures as well and has won at the track before. So Colin Bowes, 7-year-old, has got to be considered. So two against the field there at 15-2 Torsif, but more predominantly 14-1 Be My C on handicap debut.
OK, a couple there for Andy preferring Be My C. At a nice price of 14-1 this morning. The penultimate race on the card today at Goran comes up at 4:40. This is 1 mile and 1 furlong. The trip for these joint favourites at the time recording, Lock Garman and Mohaid, are both 2-1. 3-1 for Clonard Street. Mandamus is 10-1. The outside of the 5 is Intransive at 11-1. This Lock Garman, Andy, was a Group 1 winner over in France as a juvenile, but must have had some problems nearly 2 years off the track before his last run and comes off a lengthy break again. But would he have the measure of these on his best form?
I don't know. It's a difficult matchup between the front two in the market here. And because Lock Garman hasn't run since April, I'd probably favour Muhannad on this occasion. Lock Garman certainly would have every chance, as you say, Sam, following that second behind Stabber companion Parish Hall. That was back in the early part of the season. I think it was actually at the first meeting at the Curry, if my memory serves me correct. He's a real big, strong unit. So if they get any rain today here at Garran, it'll certainly suit him because his two wins have come on soft or heavy ground. But I'm going to go with Muhannad, who obviously took part in the 2000 Guineas connections. Thought he was good enough to contest that particular race, which has got to be significant. And then in the first time visor, ran a reasonable race in a listed race at Listowel, and Grant, that probably would have been a little bit too tacky for him. That certainly stretched him on that occasion, particularly over the mile one trip. But at the same time, he acquitted himself quite well to finish fourth behind William McCreary's Devonshire. The time figure of that race puts him actually well clear on my speed figures in this race here. So in this smaller field where I think he's not going to be too far back as he was at Listowel, I think Muhannad, with his more up-to-date form and the fitness advantage over Lock Garman, hopefully might come out best of the two.
OK then, Andy's thoughts then for the 4:40. We'll move on to the final race on the card today. This one comes up at 5:15. It's a maiden over 1 mile and 1 furlong. Crocodile Rock is the 13-8 favourite here. 3-1 about White Lotus. Sundoku is 7-2. 15-2 about Give Battle. So Focused is 12s. And it's bigger prices for the rest of them. Pretty moderate maiden, Andy, here. But the favourites had over a year off the track.
Yeah, that's the only slight concern here, because that run back a year ago at the Curra was a real eye-catching one. And, of course, it's come out of a maiden which has thrown up so many winners this season. You only have to reel off the roll of honour, really, the front three. Portage, who's been running creditably in handicaps. Sacrificial, Joe Lyons' charge, of course, ran at Ascot on Saturday with a good deal of credit, has been a revelation in handicaps this season. And the Warrior, he's rated in the 90s as well. So the front three hand that day have all proven their worth this season. And Crocodile Rock was one of the big eye catches in that race. From a bad draw, he went down the middle of the track, but he didn't have to stay on strongly in the latter stages without being unduly punished. And even though he's been off for a year, the fact that Aidan O'Brien has kept patience with him and has decided to bring him back here late in the season, he clearly feels as though there's a bit of upside in that particular manoeuvre. It might well be that this horse has been prepared perhaps to go to the sales. I notice Aidan O'Brien has got about 20, 30 horses ready for the horses in training sale. I didn't notice whether this horse was down there, but it wouldn't surprise me if he is. And obviously he's going to attract one or two of the jumping boys perhaps. So yes, a positive run is certainly not going to be that out of the equation. And you look at the rest of the lineup, the likes of Sukadu, Give Battle, a lot of these are very exposed, you know, they're only rated in the 70s. So it would be an absolute amazement really if Crocodile Rock isn't good enough to beat these, even though he's had a year off. So Aidan O'Brien's charge, very solid in the final race.
Okay, Crocodile Rock then getting the pick in the final race of the day today for Andy. Just remind us, please, one more time, your selections for all seven races on the card at Ireland today.
Yeah, very difficult day today, Sam. Not overly keen on that many from a betting perspective. We'll start off with two against the field in the opener, Mandarin Monarch and Alpha Zulu. I'm really keen on Nanny's well. I must admit, at the prices this morning, she'd probably be one of the better bets on the card if you can get double figures about her. In the 305... difficult term nursery to contend with here with so many unknown quantities, but Jagan Hagar, who ran really well on the all-weather last time, and over the course three starts back, makes the most appeal there. In the 3.35, I'm going to give one more go to Yes I Am, who's been knocking at the door all season long in similar handicaps to this. In the 4.10, two against the field yet again. I quite like the chances of Torsif, who won a decent handicap at Roscommon last time out in a fast time. And also the very unexposed Be My C, who ran well on the same card, similarly in a good maiden, are my two to concentrate on there. In the big clash of the day between Loch Garman and Mohead, I'll go with the latter, who shaped really well last time out behind Devonshire at Listowel. And the final race, despite this horse being off the track for 387 days, I expect Crocodile Rock, if he's anywhere near Cherry Ripe, to be good enough to win that what looks a fairly weakish maiden.
Andy Holding's thoughts then on the action over in Ireland today on Tuesday. Remember to join us on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. this afternoon for Exeter, Lingfield and Windsor. Then we're on the Poly Track at Wolverhampton this evening. Thank you for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and best of luck at Goran today.
Thank you very much, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.